Reading from the Gospel of Mark. One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the cornfields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. The Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need of food? He entered the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for any but the priest to eat, and he gave some to his companions. Then he said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for humankind and not humankind for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath.'" Brothers and sisters, maybe this is a well-known passage, maybe not, I don't know. It's about how we should apply laws, religious laws, but I think we could extend to any sort of law, political laws, social laws, even laws in our family or with our brothers and sisters. Now, apparently this is a bit of a strange story. People were walking in the fields and Jesus and his disciples, and one of them plucked heads of grain. And the Pharisees said, "You're not allowed to do that." In fact, there were good reasons for saying it was not allowed. It was explicitly forbidden in the passage of Leviticus, saying that some holy bread, some form of holy bread that were cooked and baked and kept in certain places with a certain ritual, were only for the Aaron and the disciples and the successors of Aaron, in other words, for the priests. So what this passage is about is what is reserved for certain people, what is ritually reserved for certain people. So beyond this sort of extraordinary situation where people walking in the field are not allowed to pluck heads of grain, Jesus is dealing with rituals and power. Now, what does that mean to us? Obviously, most of us, we're not bound by the same type of laws. We can eat almost what we like. But the passage tells us something deeper. We need to ask ourselves, what sort of laws are we bound to follow? To what sort of laws is this passage dealing as far as we are concerned? And my suggestion is that Jesus gives us a principle which is extremely important, is that in any circumstances, even when we apply laws and regulations, we should have a sense of the big picture. We should see what are those laws for. There's nothing worse than following blindly laws, not knowing what they are for. And in a case like this, the case of David, which was actually on his way to beat the Philistines, he was hungry, he met a priest, he asked the priest, "Please give me something to eat." And the priest said, "I'm sorry, I only have holy breads. But never mind, I'm going to give you this bread to eat." That was the precedent. Now, this precedent applies to us. There are circumstances where you need to have a sense of the bigger picture and say, what is the most important thing? What is the right priority, to be starving or to blindly follow the law? This is a bit disconcerting, because we would be more comfortable if we know we just have to apply the law full stop. That's what, at the time of the Nazi, the Germans themselves, but also the French, the Italian, the Dutch, did in some circumstances when they handed over the Jews to the police, because it was the law. Likewise, in my country, South Africa, many people followed the law of apartheid. It was the law, they just did it. Now, what Jesus asked us, and it's quite prophetic, is to interrogate the laws, even the laws of the church, even the laws of the church. Of course, Jesus is not an anarchist. He's not against the law. That's not the point. He just said we need to say, what are the laws for? What are they supposed to serve? And in extreme circumstances, we are allowed not to follow the law if something major is at stake. Like David, for instance, he was on his way to beat the Philistine and he was hungry. Or, in some cases, the law, like in the case we have here, are ridiculous when you're walking along the field not even to eat the heads of grain. So let's ask ourselves on the basis of this text and the other text it's referring to in the first book of Samuel. Let's ask ourselves, when we have laws to obey, or when we are ourselves in charge and ask other people to follow laws and regulations, what is it for? And in some cases, probably in all cases, we should give ourselves the liberty to be prophetic like Jesus. Amen.